Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 46 of GDM, the podcast. We're back, guys, for April 2nd, and final episode. We are 8 days away from my birthday. Just so you guys know, before that, in case there's not an episode out before then, there probably will be, hopefully. And if there isn't, I'll probably release one on the day, just because why not? Why not? I will have the world's attention. But what I do need to talk to you about today, this isn't going to be a long pod. I know that for a fact. I just wanted to talk to you guys about my hatred for Instagram. Because if you follow me on my socials, I've probably posted about this before, probably spoken about it before. I've never actually fully explained why, right? So Instagram to me seems to be a place where it's like, obviously it started out as just pictures, share your life and all of that type shit. Right? And that's all fine and dandy. It's all cute. You know, that's basically what B-Real is now. But, you know, Instagram in its early phases, it was fine. It was perfectly okay. I remember being in secondary school, you know, being year 7 to year, like, 10, being on Instagram all the time. You know, I'm just bait, things of that nature. The street blogs, things of that nature. So, you know, those accounts had people, you know, grips. That's where the memes were coming from. Then, hold on. I see people going from posting their own personal content, you know, things they actually do with their lives. Oh, look at me. I'm having a marmalade sandwich with some tea whilst chilling on my porch looking at the sunset. People went from posting shit like that to posting just absolutely intentional pictures, right? And that change started with the Kardashians. This isn't breaking information. This isn't groundbreaking news, you know? No one's surprised, right? The Kardashians came in, made everything intentional as hell, you know, posing, professional cameras, filters, makeup, obscene amounts of makeup. And let's talk about it. Surgery and body modifications. So I'd say, you know, I'm not going to blame Instagram for that necessarily. I'm not going to also blame the Kardashians for what I'm about to hold Instagram accountable for. Because to be fair to them, if it wasn't them, it would have been someone else. Like I always say, in situations where you're trying to figure out what the problem is, if you remove someone or something from the sequence of events and the problem doesn't occur, that was the problem. So, for example, if I'm in an argument with another person and I take myself out of that chain of events that led to an argument, right, and the argument doesn't happen, I was part of the problem because I contributed to it happening. Do you know what I mean? If you can take yourself out of a situation and the situation still happens, you aren't the problem. You are not the problem, right? So, I'm not going to fully blame the Kardashians. They took advantage of a gap in the market, and look what they did with it. Media empire and things of that nature. Media empire. So well done to them even. But where I think Instagram has ruined reality is flex culture, right? I was listening to Let's Keep It Up this week, Monday's episode. They were talking about this through the lens of like concerts, really and truly. And this is really interesting to me because, you know, I've got quite a lot of concerts I'm going to in the summer, right? And I'm just like, whoa, hold on. Everything they said is factually correct about what they said about concerts. So, concerts. People go to these concerts not caring about the music, not caring about the body of work that's going to be shared to them, not caring about the performance, not caring about the experience, only caring about the name of the person they're going to see and about capturing it all on camera. All of it. Right? And this is an issue if, you know, this is your favorite artist, you're still singing along, you're still contributing to the atmosphere. You know, if you're still contributing, I have an issue with you obviously taking some pictures, taking some videos, even if you're not and you're quiet as a donkey, yeah, in the crowd. Obviously, take a couple pictures, take a couple videos. Don't hide behind your phone the whole concert. Because you're not experiencing what you went there and what you paid your money to experience. Do you know what I mean? Because when it comes down to it and you're like, oh, guys, I went to see so-and-so. I went to see Rantantan. Yeah? Oh, my God, how was it? Boom, video. That doesn't show you guys how it was. It just shows that you were there. Because despite the fact that you managed to record the whole concert, bitch, you ain't ever looking at them shits again. You gonna select two videos that look cute. You gonna select like three or four pictures that look cute to post. And then you gonna flex on these hoes that they weren't there. You can even say that you met a motherfucker. You can say that you met the motherfucker whose concert it was, because no, they weren't there. They weren't there. You know? And moving away from concerts, because that is literally just piggybacking off of what they were saying on Let's Keep It A Buck. But I think this is where my opinion comes into this. Flex culture in general, it's not necessarily about, oh, I'm wearing Supreme, I'm wearing Gucci, I'm wearing Louis V, I'm wearing Prada, I'm wearing, you know, it's not necessarily about the brands, it's not necessarily about super, consumerism, there we go. It's not about super and hyper consumerism. That's not what I think flex culture is, right? Flex culture is when a motherfucker, you know, is now out with their friends and they go to a club. Someone's decided to order a drink. Oh, you're drinking that? Ew. Guys, your opinions in your own social circles, they're fine to give, especially in the friendships that you know you can dish it out and they know how to take it and they'll even give it back to you. Right, that's perfectly okay. But I see people get grilled for the most random things by their friends, like by the people who they would say they're closest to, in a crazy way. And I'd say this flex culture, this wanting to look better than people so that people can, you know, point score and gain social capital so they could be deemed that guy, you know, I'd say this, you see this a lot with, I think it's a lot easier to see, on women's Instagrams, because you'll see women post where they've been all the time. It's like their highlights is where they've been all the time. That's their highlights for real. Okay, that's fine. But, right, these people won't ever talk about it. I've never met someone whose whole Instagram highlight reel is like loads of different like restaurants and stuff like that. These motherfuckers never talk about it, which means to me, it's not as highlighted in your life as you make it out to be. If I ask for you to make a highlight reel of your life and the things that you put in your highlight reel you don't talk about, those aren't highlights for real. Those are not highlights. So if they're not up there for you, who are they up there for? Your followers, right? You're trying to create and curate an image that you want people to have of you, and it's just not cute. I also think this is why so many people have like main character syndrome. Obviously, I think this has just come along with TikTok as well. TikTok has piggybacked off of the back of Instagram, kind of almost just accelerated things that would have happened on Instagram anyway. Eventually, my biggest qualm with Instagram is the fact that it's just the recycling center of social media. Instagram ain't ever coming up with anything like original and unique, bar the photos made by individuals. And then at that point, you're just like, well, TikTok isn't anything unique outside of the people who make TikToks. But way more people make TikToks. Way more people make and watch TikToks than use and create content specifically for Instagram. Furthermore, the meme pages that we were talking about, them shits fell off. Them shits fell off disgustingly, right? Because motherfuckers grew up and found out that, hold on, instead of being on Instagram where I'm seeing every single meme page formatting, you know, tweets without giving credit to the people who tweeted them, yeah, on the same white background with the same red watermark, you know, and waiting 5 days after it's actually been tweeted to then be able to post it. Motherfuckers realize, hold on, I can just download Twitter for real. I can just download Twitter for real. Even when it's a Facebook post, motherfuckers are downloading Facebook again. Motherfuckers our age are downloading Facebook. People ain't letting Facebook die, I'll be real. And I think it's the people whose parents were very obsessive with Facebook. But then again, I look at myself and Daniela and Diona. We have never downloaded Facebook. Actually, I did when I was trying to get into the university group chats. But that was literally for 2 days. We went into the group chats, deleted Facebook. I was on WhatsApp for those group chats then. So I've never actually used Facebook, right? Outside of those 2 days in the summer last year. But even still then, Facebook content will get on Instagram. Snapchat content will get on Instagram. Content on Instagram is content from other places that's already been made. Because the content that's original to Instagram, now you're going to be like, oh guys, Instagram Reels. Half of them shits are TikToks. And if they're not, then they're Twitter videos. And if they're not, then they're YouTube videos that have been clipped up to fit into a reel. It is very rare to find original content on Instagram. And I think that's why it's such a dead app. Because no one's trying anything for real. Maybe it's because of the media I consume on Instagram, the spaces I consume. Maybe it's because I'm not really tapped in with the Insta girlies like that. Maybe that's the peak of Instagram and I'm missing out. But if the peak of Instagram is just naked people, we got sites for that. We got sites for that for real. So I don't know. I feel like Instagram is nasty. I feel like it definitely contributes to a lot of the problems that we're facing now in society in terms of like how people choose to conduct themselves, how people view themselves in relation to others as well, which I think is really important. I think people's like interpersonal relationships have never been weaker than they are now, because motherfuckers are just so ready to cut people off for obscene shit. I've said on this podcast, it's a very platform, I am not afraid to cut people off. But I will never cut people off for something that isn't cut offable. That isn't a cut offable offense. Do you know what I mean? I will never be like, oh, you better not rat-a-tat, otherwise I'll cut you off. Because if I need to give you a warning about what I need to cut you off for, then I don't think that's, unless it's something completely personal to you, completely traumatic, and your friends understand everything behind the situation, given the context, that makes sense. But if you have to explicitly define what is cut worthy offable in terms of like posting on your Instagram, like if you ever do this, I don't want my friends to ever do this because right here. If you have to be doing that shit, you're not real for it, because you're just posting to post at that point. Because it'll be the same people posting these quotes about, oh, I'll never let anyone take me for an Egypt. You've been in that relationship with that man who's cheated on you repeatedly for 3 years now. He controls you. He doesn't like you seeing your friends. And yet here you are, posting Instagram posts that do not mirror your life, that do not, you know, really give a true insight into the person that you are, because you don't do that shit. You don't hold people accountable. You don't. Anyway. That's it for the Instagram segment. And I felt the need. I've been, to be fair to Instagram, I've been going on Instagram a bit more recently. For a reason that I actually genuinely don't know. Reels have been interesting. I think it's because it's such a random assortment of content. But I wouldn't give Instagram credit for that. They just copied TikTok. So I give Snapchat, you know, credit for Spotlight. Like, okay, cute, I guess. Like, Reels are cute, whatever. TikTok is still better. So, it doesn't matter. It genuinely does not matter. But, I think Instagram needs to find a way to save itself. I don't think Reels is going to be the way. I don't think posts are going to be the way. I don't think stories are going to be the way. Because everywhere has this shit now, man. Nowhere is unique apart from Twitter. Like, Twitter is where you go to tweet. Where else can you tweet? That's why motherfuckers stay on Twitter. Once you go on Twitter, that's why you stay on Twitter, because there's something there that doesn't happen anywhere else. Why do motherfuckers love Snapchat? Memories. Instagram ain't got memories. I don't know if Facebook has memories, I'll be real. So I'll keep out of the conversation. But even Twitter ain't got memories. Snapchat has that USP. It will give you your memories, Rev. You know? So you tell me now, what is Instagram's USP? What's the thing that can only happen on Instagram? Because you can't tell me it's posting pictures, because I'm pretty sure I can post a picture on Snapchat. I can post a picture on Twitter. I can post a picture on Pinterest. I can post pictures in a lot of places. So now me, why would I do that in a place where it's like hotly contested and all of this type of stuff? Makes no sense to me. Absolutely none. Absolutely none. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Fuck Instagram for real. That shit boring as hell. Guys. You know it's late April. You know what that means? Playoff basketball's going on. Now, guys. Hold on. For all the non-basketball babes, I promise it'll be quick. You ain't got to go for it. Just get familiar with the names and that. You know what I mean? Let's be a lesson, right? It's not even going to be a lesson because I got some shit to get off. I got some people to cook. The Bucks? Losing in 5 to the 8th seed? In 5 to the 8th seed? Nah, this isn't real. This shit's not real, man. This shit's not real. Come on now. Guys, why am I seeing Grayson Allen taking a last shot when the Bucks' season is on the line? Motherfucker didn't even get the shot off. Why are you starting a Eurostep with 3 seconds to go? Why is Chris Middleton hussing, crossing over? You're getting ready to get into his bag. And 3 seconds to go, guys. Yeah. Grayson Allen, here you go. Why is he doing that? Because I thought Chris Middleton was clutch. I thought Chris Middleton was the reason why his injury last season was the reason why the Bucks lost to the Celtics. If Chris Middleton was fit, you know, Bucks would have won. Oh, Middleton was fit when they played us. The last time we played them this season, what happened there? 40-point blowout. Guys, I'm more worried as a Celtics fan facing either the Knicks or the Heat than facing the Bucks. Does that make sense? The Bucks did not strike any fear in me, bro. And they justified why I had no fear in me with that pathetic performance. Giannis had 33 points. That's fine. That's cute. All fine and dandy. But where was he when it mattered? Now I ain't going to start saying that Giannis ain't clutch. But he does go missing often. Am I going to say it's not clutch, actually? I don't know. I need to have that conversation with myself. Hang on. But, guys, a star player should not be receiving the ball from a jump throw and tapping it away like it's an atomic bomb. Bro got the ball. He was like, don't throw me. Don't throw me to the free throw line. Please, no. Middleton here. Middleton weren't expecting that shit because, he's seen that Giannis, the Greek freak, the supposed best player in the world, because he's got the ball from a jump ball in a situation where you might need points. He's thinking you're going. He ain't prepared to receive a pass within 0.2 seconds of you catching the ball. He's turning around. He's getting ready to locate himself to be useful on the offensive possession. But he's like, I ain't trying to shoot free throws. Guys, also, we can't just take the fact that this is bad at free throws just because he's been bad at free throws his whole career. Like, we can't just allow that. You can't call someone the best in the world when they can't hit free throws. Free throws. I don't even know exactly what he was in that game against the Heat from the free throw line. It's been a couple days now. I had to wait until the Celtics dealt with their business to be able to chat shit about the Bucks. Because, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to cause any mad judge. I ain't trying to be cooking the Bucks one day and then losing to the Atlanta Hawks the next, right? I will slander the Bucks. I'll slander Giannis Antetokounmpo, despite him having a decent series outside of this game when he did play, when he wasn't injured. I'll slander them because they got eliminated. Motherfuckers telling me, hold the Celtics accountable. Why are you going to 6 against the Hawks? Did we not win the series? Celtics in 2008 went 7 against the Hawks. I bet you don't remember who was on that Hawks team. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even watching basketball then for real. But anyway, guys, that's not even here nor there. That's by the by. What I really want to talk about is the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors. The Kings, please, bro, please, BB's bros. I don't want to see them again. If I see them again, I will cry. Although the prospects of another LeBron Curry meeting in the playoffs. Ooh, that shit looks tasty. That shit looks tasty. And then the other side in the West, we got the Nuggets and the Suns. That shit looks tasty too. I do got this, the Nuggets for that series though, for real, because I think they've got the better depth. I got the Nuggets in six against the Suns. We got to let the Golden State Warriors and the Kings series play out. But if it's the Kings, I see Lakers in seven. Actually, not even Lakers in six. And if it's the Warriors, I see Lakers in five. Right? And then in the East, we have the Bucks. The Bucks. Oh, no, we don't. See how the recall just... I was like, oh, they must go through this. Like, yeah, they didn't. Crazy world. They got cooked by Jimmy Butler. Shout out to Jimmy Butler, for real. Shout out to Jimmy Butler. I didn't give him his props and didn't give Miami their props. Amazing. Just don't get too excited now. I ain't trying to see you, man, again. That shit was too stressful last year. Too ugly as well. That shit was ugly basketball. That was not fun to watch at all. But then it's the Knicks as well. That no series out of those two teams is going to be fun to watch. At all. Fucking hell. Anyway. Any hells or wowsers. Right? To be fair, I'd rather see the Heat than the Knicks. The Knicks always just managed to beat us, man. I don't know why. We're not good against bad teams. Are the Knicks even bad? They beat Cleveland. That's neither here nor there. Anyway. The Heat and the Knicks. That series, I take... I think I've got the Knicks purely off of their depth, but I don't want to cancel out Jimmy Butler, but they just should not be able to win that series. If Jimmy Butler gets to the conference finals, gets to the finals, this man needs to be put in some mad conversations in terms of his ability to rise in the playoffs. That shit is crazy. This man is not normal. He's not normal. But anyway. And then the Celtics-Sixers series. Celtics and six, man. Let's get this shit out of here. Let's get this shit done. Celtics are winning their home games. Yeah. That's it. I think we lose one at home. We win one away. But we will win the majority of our home games. And we'll win the series in six. I'm not really worried about the Sixers. The only time they beat us in the regular seasons when we were missing Jaylen Brown, they beat us by like three. Perfectly fine. You know, as long as our defense clamps up though, because I wasn't liking some of the defensive possessions we were playing against the Hawks. But I'll put that down to complacency. But that's not a good sign for a championship contending team. But I will say though, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, when it mattered in a game six, they showed up. I think it was 62 points they had combined against the Hawks last night. That shit was beautiful to watch. In the fourth quarter especially, they were carrying. People always say the Celtics have an amazing team depth. I didn't think our depth showed up yesterday. I don't think Derek White had an amazing game as he has been having recently. I think Malcolm Brogdon was effective. I thought Marcus Smart was effective. But I'm talking about Al Horford. Until the third quarter, this guy was shooting like proper bricks. I was scared. I was worried for my life. Grant Williams, he just fouls people, bro. I don't know, man. He just fouls people. If you're going to put Grant Williams in, I would, in the playoffs, rather you put in Blake Williams. Blake Williams? What the fuck? Blake Griffin. Damn. Damn it, man. But yeah, I'd rather you put in Blake Griffin. Because this man's going to hustle. I think Grant, sometimes he just looks like he's just a bit, I don't know. He made a couple threes. They were good. I don't know. Maybe not cooking them too much. We are winning. But, you know, it's fine. Those are my predictions for the next round of the playoffs. They've been very, very good playoffs as well. I'm disappointed in Donovan Mitchell. He's on fraud watch. Giannis is on fraud watch. Jrue Holiday got cooked. That guy's on fraud watch. Who else is on fraud watch? The Clippers, you need to blow that shit up. Because... shout out Anthony Edwards. What else? Anything else? The Memphis Grizzlies. Your bums. And they would have beaten the Lakers had they had a fit squad as well. Had they had Steven Adams. Yeah, they would have. And Brandon Clark. They would have beaten the Lakers. But, you know, injuries play a role, man. Anyway, if you're hearing my sheets, We're back in GDM Podcast Heritage. I am recording, laying down in my bed. I'm just like, guys, can't bother to get out of bed. So let's get the microphone in the bed. Anyway. The Hawks, I wouldn't say blow it up, but I don't think you're winning a championship with your roster as it's currently constructed. I don't even think you're getting to the conference finals, really. That takes some mad injuries happening in the playoffs. Like, I don't know. I was in space yesterday as well, Twitter space. Motherfuckers were saying, run it back again, you know. Quinn Snyder a full year. Give DeJounte Murray a chance to work with him and Trae Young. All that shit. No. Guys, that shit is mid. You are historically mid. You guys were 41 and 41. That's the definition of mid. Do not run it back. I swear to God. But then again, we don't need another actually good team in the East. Thank you. So actually, yeah, run it back. Please do. I'm already worried about Cleveland, man. Because they look like they're going to make moves. If I'm Cleveland, I think one of the bigs needs to go. One of Jarrett Allen or Evan Mobley needs to go. And if it's one of them, I think it's Jarrett Allen. I think they need to get a better wing. Like, Isaac Okoro should not be starting. I'm sorry. You could probably get a good, decent, you know, option for both of those players and get in a nice wing. I don't know. Signs someone free agency. I don't know, guys. Anyway, sucks to win the championship. Sucks to winning it all. Thanks for listening to this episode of GDN the Podcast. It's been a very short one. I told you it would be. Literally just slandering Instagram and giving you guys NBA content for a reason I don't know. But that's what I felt like giving you today. It's a very happy Friday. I hope it is for you too. Make sure you tell a friend. By that, I mean share the podcast, guys. Share the podcast about, post it on your stories. Send it to your mates. Send it to your mates' mums. Yeah? When you go over to your friend's house for dinner, you know, and their parents are like, oh my God, this GDN guy you sent me, he's amazing. That's when you know you've done enough. If you haven't heard that, you ain't done enough for real. Get sending, get sharing for real. And thank you for listening, guys. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the support, obviously. I love you guys exponentially. I'm forever and always. And until next time, guys, don't die. Don't commit suicide. And peace.